Thank you, honey. Awesome.
Hang on a hand. Oh, you have your mic.
Whoa. I am so delighted to be here. And I look around and I see so many faces that are familiar, and I feel like I'm at home because I am at home with Unity people that are like-minded, you know? And this morning when I woke up and I went downstairs to get a cup of coffee, I don't know what happened, you know, but my heart just exploded in love. And I had so much gratitude for no reason at all, other than another day to be alive on planet Earth, another day to celebrate the truth that we know, another day to say, thank you, God. You know, Meister Eckhart, the 13th century mystic, said, if the only prayer you can ever say is, thank you, that is enough. Can we just say thank you in this moment? Thank you. Thank you. We're breathing. We're alive. All is well right here, right now. All is well in this moment. So I like to begin with setting an intention. Because I know the power that's here. I may not know many things, but I do know that there's only one power and one presence in the entire universe, and I'm looking at it right here, right now. And when we get out of the way and are willing to open the mind and open the heart to this presence, woo, miracles can happen right here, right now. So I'm going to invite this powerhouse that's right here to take a breath, get out of our bloated sense of self and open the heart and be willing to be really here, present, and available for spirit. And if you're not willing to do that for yourself, and then I'm going to ask you to be willing to do that for the person to your right, to your left, behind you, in front of you, see their light shining forth. See them awakening to the truth of who they are. Because the reality is there's only one of us right here. And so we ask this presence, the I Am, the living, loving Christ presence this morning, ask the Holy Spirit to come forth and to heal whatever needs to be healed, to reveal whatever needs to be revealed, and to bring into alignment every sense of ourself. Because we're here to embody the divine. You know, life is a miracle. And we're here to anchor the kingdom of God here now. And the world needs us in this moment. So are you willing to open your heart this morning? Are you willing to bring that forth? And I'm asking you to say your sacred yes to the very God of your understanding. And it's just like, yes, I'm willing to surrender to the divine within me. And I am willing to be lifted up higher and higher. I'm willing to get out of the way and say, God, use me. God, use me, because we are God's instruments. You know, I heard of this woman that she was driving, and it was there was a lot of traffic. And she was getting late to go to an appointment. And she started getting a little bit stressed. And then a car comes in front of her. And the person is texting and just not paying attention and going slowly and slowly. And this woman starts losing it. She's getting more and more stressed and tense. And she's honking the horn. And the person doesn't get out of the way. She can't go to her right or her left. And so she gives him the finger. And nothing happens. She rolls down her window. And she starts yelling obscenities. Nothing. And she's getting more and more disruptive. Meanwhile, a police officer is watching the whole thing. So he stops her, and he says, ma'am, give me your registration, your license, please. And the woman, why? Just give me your registration, your license. And she abides. She gives him the registration and license. He says, I'll be right back. He goes to his car, checks her out, and returns after a while, and he says, here you are, ma'am. You are free to go. And she said, but why did you stop me? I want to know. And he said, well, ma'am, I'm here minding my business, and I see you being so disruptive, and I look at your bumper, and there's all these bumper stickers. Be peace. Be be the change you want to see in the world. One spirit. It's all good, all God. Unity. All love. And he says, I just frankly thought that you had stolen the vehicle. And of course, that didn't happen in New York. That happened in Miami. You know, we laugh, but the reality is, even though we mean well, we know the truth that we are one. We know the truth that God is good all the time. We know the truth that we create our reality by the thoughts we hold in mind. Yet, when it comes to our daily life, what happens? There seems to be a disconnect many times, right? And that, to me, is fascinating. And this is what has brought me to be a Unity minister, I believe, because it's my long journey into realizing what is true and unchanging. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, right? The interesting thing is that the truth continues to shift and change and reveal itself in different ways, because in the world of time and space, everything is in a continual shift and changing. There's only one absolute truth. And then how do we bring this absolute truth into the world of time and space, into our experience as human beings? And that, to me, is the challenge and what is really fascinating. That, to me, is about awakening the power within us, the sleeping giant, and embodying it. And the awakening is nothing more but the realization of who we truly are. And that can happen to everyone in different ways, because it's all consciousness. It's all consciousness. And we're all having our own unique experience. Only the mind of God, one mind, having 7 billion points of views. So we're all living our movies. We're all the producers, the directors, the script writers, and the stars in our movies. I'll tell you why New York is so dear to my heart and why I feel so blessed to be here. I wasn't going to say this, but I am going to say it. I told my friend recently, the day I pass away, I want my ashes scattered in Miami, in New York, at Unity Village, in India, and in Cuba, where I was born. And she said, you better leave a lot of money. But I'll tell you, I had my first awakening experience here in New York City. I was a child, and I have to go back and give you a little bit of my history. I was raised by a single mother, only child, a very overprotective mother. I had to sit a certain way. I couldn't speak in front of adults. I had to smile all the time. I had to be mommy's little girl no matter what. I had to dress the way my mother wanted me to dress, and so forth. So we had just moved to New York. My mother had just remarried, and my stepdad had a job here, so we came to New York. And this particular day, my mom and I went out on an outing. So here I am, and we go to Greenwich Village, and I'm dressed the way my mommy dressed me, with my pink dress with lace, bows on my hair, black patent leather shoes, holding my mommy's hands, walking down the streets, and we turned a corner. And I don't know what happened, but I can tell you the best way I can describe this memory is my senses exploded. I was bombarded. I mean, I had never smelled incense. Maybe it was something else, but it was incense. All these colors, these psychedelic colors, everybody smiling. I saw so much light, men with long hair, women with flowers in their hairs. For those of you that are too young, I think that was a summer of love. And I was too young to understand what was taking place, but the best way I can describe it, my soul knew that there was more to life than what I had been shown, more to what I had been conditioned to believe. And so something in me said, yes, there's hope. You know, there are many possibilities in life. The world is not this little, tiny, little box that I have been shown and asked to believe. There's so much more. Now, it did take me a long, long time to continue, and I'm still working at continue to awaken to this truth, because ever since I was a little child, I wanted to know God, and not know God just as a head level. I wanted to have that direct experience of God. And so, after tumultuous years in my teens and a lot of trauma and a lot of stuff that I had to overcome, you know, I read every self-help book I can get my hands on. I read Alan Watts, I read Krishnamurti, I read the Buddhists. I mean, I read everything I could get my hands on. And I went to India 4 times. I even lived in an ashram for a month. And I will say, I did find what I was looking for. I found peace. I had those moments of absolute bliss where I knew that we live and move and have our being in an ocean of bliss, divine substance everywhere present for all you 4 tiers. Yes, we live and move in infinite abundance of goodness. I knew that. And I felt, yay, awesome. The problem was when I got back home to my regular life. You know what I had to deal with when I got back home? Other people. They didn't get it. Huh. Why isn't everybody awake? Why isn't everybody getting it? If it wasn't for them, I would be peaceful. Right? God, you know, I don't have any problems. It's them. Yeah, right. And the same buttons kept being pushed. I don't know why. My family kept pushing the same buttons at work, everything. That still showed up. And it showed up more magnified because for some reason, you know, once we begin to take this journey, it's like when we take the pill, like the movie The Matrix, there's no going back. And so I was in a relationship, and I really wanted the relationship to work, so I thought of in my meditation, unity. I had been reading the Daily Word for many years, and I knew about unity, and it was so much in alignment with what I truly believed and had experienced. I had a direct experience of this. So I started going to unity with my partner, and we started taking classes, and we'd go to retreats, and my life was, yes! I was on top of the world. Everything I wanted, I had. And then my partner decides to leave me. And all of a sudden, the same abandonment issues came up. Poor me. Oh, I'm such a victim. It's my karma. Oh, it's that Saturn, Venus in my horoscope. It's this, it's that. And I said, if you really believe these teachings, what is it that they teach you? That you have to take responsibility for your life, that there are no victims here. So I really got down on my knees and I said to God, God, this is the last time that I play this victim role of feeling abandoned and so forth. I am surrendering my life to you as the very God of my being for you to guide me and show me. I'm willing to get out of the way. I'm willing to heal my past because I realize that the past is gone and the point of power is in the present moment. And that was the turning point in my life. The next week, I was on a plane to go to Unity Village, and I was there for 2 weeks taking classes and on and on. And that was my journey to ministry. So I am so glad for that my partner left me because it really opened my life to so many other possibilities, especially that I knew that the only person that can ever abandon me is right here. Nobody can abandon us. Nobody can betray us. Only we can do that to ourselves. And we do a very good job at that. Thank you very much. So enough. And I said, no. And so that's why I believe so much in these teachings. And I believe that our world is so ready for these teachings right here and right now. And the time is now because we are evolving as a species. You know, we're going through a huge paradigm shift, and it's really calling us to really align ourselves into the awareness that we are the divine, that we are God having this human experience and showing up fully in our lives. So in other words, it's all been a case of misidentity, and we're here to really wake up our true identity. You know, there was this lion that he was raised by the sheep, and he thought he was a sheep. And he would follow the sheep day in and day out and behave just like a sheep. Until one day, another lion happens to go by, and he sees this huge, gigantic lion behaving like a sheep. And he waits for the right moment, and he calls him. So the lion follows, and he says, come with me. And so the lion sheep follows the other lion, and he takes him to a nearby pond, and he says, look into the pond. And the lion sheep looks into the pond. And when he looks into the pond and he saw his reflection, he roared. He realized who he was. I think we're all here to look into the very pond of our being and realize who we are and roar. Free ourselves from our own prisons. And the only ones that can do that is ourselves, because we created the jail through our thinking, and the key is within us. See, any time we're always releasing, letting go, and really opening the space to who we truly are. And the mind is what seemingly keeps us in prison. You know, the conditioning that we bought into when we were 3 years old, we continue to replay that over and over again. And it's really about training these drunken monkeys to just relax, to take a breath and just come to the heart over and over again. And not even fight them, just notice them and just take the attention away to a deeper place, into the very center of our being, and just be. And here, in the silence, we can open the door to the infinite possibilities and let the silence be the teacher, awakening the intuition to guide us. And the more we come to this place over and over again through prayer, through meditations, through meetings like this, through journaling, just short moments throughout the day of just simply taking a breath and finding that center, we begin to gain stability in the very truth of who we are. And then we too can roar. The poet Hafez says, you are God in drag. A divine elephant with amnesia trying to live in an ant hole. You know, that's the delusion that we have bought into. This is what I mean about waking up from the dream. And the waking up is a continual waking up, because the mind likes to make concepts out of everything. The mind likes its habits. And we just got to get out of the way of the habitual sense of self that we have and allow ourselves to be more in the unknown, be willing to take risks, because it is a friendly universe that loves us, and all the support that we need is always in the present moment. Everything that we need is always here, always available. Come on. We are right here, right now, on a floating rock in the middle of nowhere. And we're not falling off. Isn't that a miracle? And yet, we obsess. And we get so caught up by little things, you know? So if we can only just release those stressful thoughts. In other words, get out of our BS, our belief systems. Right, the conditioning. We were domesticated so well, as Don Miguel says. But we got to snap out of the dream, and that's a daily, daily waking up, a daily realizing, who am I? Why am I here? Wake up the I am. Wake up my true identity. Let the light shine forth into the world. And it's really a play of love, because everything that we perceive and see is really love loving itself, waking up to itself, because most of what we perceive is not as solid as it seems. 99% of what we see is empty space. It's just love. And because it's all one consciousness, at any moment, I can just say, I'm just a human, I'm just a body, or be so caught up with living life just here, or just in my feeling nature. How about opening the heart to embrace it all and not beat ourselves up so much when we don't get it right, when we make mistakes? I shouldn't have, I could have, I would have. Come on. No guilt and no shame. We've done so well right here, right now, because the universe somehow always, always harmonizes itself that everything ultimately works out for our best and our good. There's a gift in everything. There is a blessing in every situation. Einstein said, there are two ways to live our lives. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as if everything is a miracle. And I want to live my life as if everything is a miracle. Because when I truly slow down and I'm present to life and I allow life to be the teacher, I can find so many moments of magic, so many moments of synchronicity, so many moments of beauty. And God is love. God is beauty. Creativity, art. Life can be so beautiful, so amazing, if we only get out of the way. And welcome all, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with anything other than what we make it to be. Nothing has any meaning other than what we give it. And challenges will arise. And we can welcome them too. And the boulders that are on our way can become our stepping stones, because every challenging experience is just fertilizer for our garden. You're familiar with the story of David and Goliath, right? The little boy, David, takes on this mighty giant, and he knocks him down with just one little stone. Now, David was not in his head, oh my God, how am I going to take this big giant that is so huge and I have nothing? No, he was just open and being guided by spirit. Meanwhile, this giant had been there for 40 days threatening the Israelites, and nobody dared to fight him because they were caught by fear. And fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing as real. And I like to look at fear as feeling our feelings and rising. In other words, being okay with being uncomfortable and still do it anyway. Still stretching our sense of self. Because yes, we are whole and complete and we're divine. But as a species, we are evolving, and we're actually moving up the spiral in consciousness. And then when we too meet the giants, like David did, we realize that the giants never really existed. They're just phenomena. Because everything that we perceive is nothing more than phenomena. There is no such thing as a separate life. Find that is unchanging in the midst of change, and you will find freedom. You will find joy. And we can be in joy even in the most challenging moments if we just breathe and just bring a little bit of acceptance, a little bit of here I am. In other words, open the heart to love and let love be the guiding light. Let love be the compassionate space that meets all. Trusting life, trusting God, trusting that everything is working out for the highest and the best for ourselves and for everyone. We're here to awaken and embody our divinity. So this morning, the invitation is, rise up, stretch. And it's a moment-to-moment awareness of who we are. From the moment we wake up in the morning, before we even open our eyes, taking a moment to open our hearts and saying, thank you, God. A moment to awaken the spiritual giant and say yes to whatever arises. A moment to say, I am not my conditioning. I'm so much more than the past. This is a new beginning, a new canvas in front of me, and I'm creating new grooves in the brain. I am free from past. I am free from future. Life is here now, and I'm being called to rise up and to shine my light and to welcome all from a loving heart, because life is for me, not against me, and I'm here to love all and to serve all.
Reverend Elizabeth Longo, thank you. God bless you. Awaken.
I'm
going to
be here for the meditation.
Ah, what giants are hanging out with us in our heads, in the sky, in that upper room. It started as a small thought and grew and grew. Well, no matter what we have been carrying with us, we can always release it and remember that we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Let's know this together. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed for all that I am, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I am. So blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed.
So blessed to be here. Right where I am is the presence of the living, loving God, and I am in the arms of God. The entire universe is loving and supporting me in this very moment. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes and notice your breath. Notice the in and out breath, the flow of life ever flowing through you as you, nothing to do but simply allow. All is good, all is well, right here, right now. And now I invite you to take a breath and let the breath guide you to your heart space. And as you exhale, let go and let God. Be willing to release any sense of separation.
Let all the walls of protection go to the nothingness. You are free now. This is a new moment, a new beginning. Breathe into your heart space. And you're being invited to walk in to your inner sanctuary. Here, you have never been hurt in any shape or form. You are free. Here, you have access to the presence and the power of God, for you are one with it. You are a spiritual giant. Awake. Feel the love that is in your heart. There's a beautiful lotus flower opening up, revealing its hidden secrets, the very light that you are. Breathe into that light and let that light go forth to every cell, every atom, every organ of your physical body. Let it heal whatever needs to be healed. Let it cleanse the mind, purify the soul. And the light continues to expand, and you realize that you are so much more than your physical body. You are consciousness itself, fluid, divine essence, awareness, clear and available right here, right now. Breathing and being one with the entire universe in the quantum mind. And we are grateful for this awareness. We can relax and know that all is well. And we take a moment to send our love and our light to our entire community, those that may not be here this morning, our family, our friends, those that have crossed to the other side. We know that we are one in spirit. Our community's prayer requests, we know that God is the answer to every prayer. And we breathe into this awareness, and we know that all is well, that peace is here, love is here, joy here, abundance here. And I can relax, all is well. And I'm willing to love and accept myself just as I am. For I know that the only thing that has a problem with itself is the ego. And when I'm willing to get out of the way, I know that I am the infinite sky. No beginning and no end. Clouds come and go as experiences come and go. But who I am is eternal. And I breathe into this awareness. I am one with the totality of existence. And I am grateful. And so it is. Amen.